We used to have a policy that didn't understand the reality of parents. We're now going to make this a policy that works with parents so they can do their most important job.
That's Mayor Bill de Blasio announcing that the cell phone ban for public school students will be lifted effective March 1st. Schools Chancellor Carmen Farina says each school will have an individualized policy determined by its principal, with input from parents and teachers. The cell phone ban instituted by the Bloomberg administration caused consternation not just for students, but for parents as well. Another announcement by de Blasio today has to do with EPS. That stands for Expanded Polystyrene Foam Articles or Polystyrene Loose Fill Packaging, such as packing peanuts. They are to be banned. Manufacturers and stores will no longer be able to sell or offer single-use foam items such as cups, plates, trays, or clamshell containers in the city. This goes into effect as of July 1st. And letter grades for nail salons, spas, barbershops, beauty parlors, and other similar establishments are down the pipe as well. Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz, along with Councilmember Rafael Espinal, chair of the City Council's Committee on Consumer Affairs, introduced legislation to create the letter grading system. In explaining the need for the letter grades, Diaz used the example of a family member who had a pedicure and ended up with an infection.
These procedures are many medical procedures, and all we want is to protect the safety of the residents in New York City.
As it is now, supervision of these establishments is minimal. The intention of the letter grade system is to ensure that businesses are clean and reputable. A bill to approve the Keystone XL oil pipeline has cleared a key Senate committee. It's set for a floor debate next week as Majority Leader Mitch McConnell calls on President Barack Obama to rescind his veto threat. The Energy and Natural Resources Committee moved the bill closer to the floor by a 13-9 vote. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, a sponsor on the bill, was the only Democrat to support it. The Keystone pipeline would carry dirty oil from Canadian tar sands to Gulf Coast refineries. The House will vote on its version of the bill Friday. It's expected to pass easily. The less financially secure you are, the less likely you are to vote. That's the finding from a new study from the Pew Research Center. The most financially secure people backed Republicans over Democrats. They were three times as likely to vote as the least secure. The report concludes that the apathy among the insecure is part of the reason Democrats suffered historic losses in November's election. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. Paris is jittery today. It has been mourning the 12 people killed yesterday in the shooting attack at a satirical newspaper, Charlie Hebdo. At noon, the Paris metro came to a standstill. The crowd that gathered near Notre Dame fell silent to honor the victims. Protesters have been gathering in Paris and throughout Europe in support of free speech. They carry pencils and honor signs saying, "Je suis Charlie," I am Charlie. They chanted, "We are all Charlie," and "We are not afraid." Several hundred people gathered in Manhattan's Union Square last night in the freezing cold to show their support for the victims of the attack. Four leading French imams joined with the Vatican in denouncing the massacre, although they said the media should be respectful of religion, a sentiment counter to those expressed by protesters and publications which are undaunted are republishing covers of the satiric weekly which caricatured the Prophet Muhammad. In many newsrooms in France and elsewhere, cartoonists and commentators have said they won't be deterred by the attack. And finally, from Dubai, a Saudi blogger is to be publicly flogged for the first time after Friday prayers outside a mosque in the Red Sea. Raif Badawi was sentenced on charges related to accusations that he insulted Islam on a liberal online forum he created. Badawi is to receive 50 lashes once a week for 20 weeks. Philip Luther is Amnesty Director's Middle East and North Africa director. He said it's horrifying to think that such a vicious and cruel punishment should be imposed on someone who is guilty of nothing more than daring to create a public forum, a forum for discussion and peacefully exercising the right to freedom of expression. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.